Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We've established an audio medium where people are scared to talk.
Let's all give Nick Saban three fingers.
We apologize. This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Big Lou's like you. He's on meds, too.
Sergey Bobovka.
Ground beef.
Mark Hockman.
That's my top category. On newborn. McRib dunking.
So was Argentina close to Germany?
Meow.
Channing Crowder.
I set my house on fire at 8 years old. That's why I got the butt foot.
I know how to barbecue. I like my coals hot.
You set yourself up as an idiot, you can be an idiot.
Alejandro Solana.
Hawk, when you mispronounce something, that is better than sex for me.
Sports.
If I say a duck and pull a truck, hug him up.
To what?
To the truck.
Shout out to String Cheese.
I love it when you call me Big Papa. Throw your hands up in the air if you're a true player.
More sports.
Man, you 40 years old, Jimmy. Put your meat on the table.
Let them know
where mama at.
Boston, we're coming for that ass.
The most sports.
Who's bigger, Taylor Swift or Pusha T?
The Hawkman and Crowder extravaganza begins now.
We want Florida. We want Florida. We want Florida. We want Florida.
I mean, it was feeling good last night. I had a weird one last night with the Panthers because my initial thought was, yeah, let Boston win. And I don't care what the Panthers do. Then it became very clear that Boston wasn't going to win. The Panthers were losing, and I wasn't bothered. I was like, oh, okay. I'd rather have Toronto than Tampa. And let me tell you something. This Paul Maurice and the rest of the Panthers squad said, hey, all you little jokesters out there that think we're trying to figure out who's the easiest path. No. We're a damn good hockey club. We're going to beat opponents over their heads. And it's exactly what they did. They turned it on last night. And I have to tell you, just from a personal perspective, I hit a four-team parlay. The only thing I needed to win at the end was the Panthers. While I had the Hard Rock app open, a bonus bet popped up. I don't know if you got this, Solana, but I got a bonus bet, $25, but it had to be on the Panthers. It was like something like Panthers, I don't know. It was a $25 bonus bet. but it was good through the end of April. The Panthers were down 2-1, and I said, you know what? I'll just take this bonus bet that I'm looking at right now for the first time, and I'll put it on the Panthers to win. So I got that, and I got the 14 parlay. I'll tell you what that was in a second. But the Panthers, I think, announced loudly and proudly last night, hey, we're not worried about who we play. Everyone should be worried about us. And that place seemed pretty electric. I'm very excited. So they match up with the Tampa Bay Lightning, and it'll start this weekend, and things are good. And then you got the play-in game tonight for the Heat. Like, this is – and the Marlins are playing right now. I mean, this is like we got stuff going on. We got action, Jack.
We do, Hawk. Imagine
we got action.
Being a Boston Bruins fan today, and all season long you're talking about the Bruins are going to get back on top of the Atlantic, the Panthers flash in a pan last year. We're not worried about the stinking Cats in South Florida. And imagine being a Boston Bruins fan today, waking up knowing that your team purposely lost two straight games to avoid another team in the Eastern Conference, and the Florida Panthers dropped their dong on you and said, oh, you're afraid of the Lightning? Oh, you don't want the Atlantic? No problem. We'll take it, just like we took the first round from you last year.
Cowards.
Bums.
Boston cowards.
Rebrand. Right now. Rebrand them.
So, I'm all for it because Paul Maurice let me know. Lightning doesn't matter. Toronto doesn't matter. We're the damn Florida Panthers, and we are the damn division champs. So Crowder will be here today. He is running late. He flew to Los Angeles after the show last night. I can't tell you who he's in the process of interviewing right now for the pivot, but it is a very, very high draft pick projected in the NFL.
Huh.
Maybe the highest.
Hmm.
He flew to LA. He's set up. He's got a hotel room. He set up his little broadcast center, but he's taping this interview. So I don't know what time he'll join us. My guess is probably in the 3 o'clock hour. Zach Gelb is going to join us from the Infinity Sports Radio Network. And we'll get you ready for tonight. I mean, you got a big one tonight. Listen, we had our fun last night. Now we got a play-in game to worry about. I don't know if anybody got their free Whopper Jr. today. Marlins gifted everyone Whopper Juniors last night. Did you get one, Jimmy?
I did not.
Well, you have till midnight.
That's shocking that you weren't the first person in line at 10:30 when Burger King opens. For
a
free Whopper
Jr. I love the fact that I get inundated with DMs on Instagram of people pictures of their Whopper Juniors. Like, I love that I've carved this niche out. Speaking of food, I cannot believe the response I got. I tweeted last night. We did the show, you know, yesterday at the Amerant Bank Arena. We had George Richards on from Florida Hockey Now. And George Richards and Solana both were raving. We were talking about cheesesteaks, and they were both raving about the chicken Philly at Flanagan's. So Crowder and I finished the show yesterday at Amerant Bank Arena. I don't stay for the game, neither does Crowder. He's flying to L.A. I'm going home. I get home. Lori says to me, hey, where do you want to go for dinner? She hadn't cooked anything, and, you know, we're in downtown, so everything is walkable. And she said, do you have any desire to walk over to Flanagan's? And I said, funny that you say that. I've got this taste in my head for the chicken Philly. I've never had it before, but Solana and George Richards talked about it so highly. So I tweet out yesterday a picture at Flanagan saying I'm getting my first chicken Philly here. I can't believe the response I got. I can't believe the number of people talking about how this is their go-to sandwich. This is their go-to order at Flanny's. So I had it for the first time. It was very good. I got to tell you, if you think that holds a candle to what's going on in Philly,
oh my God, you are insane. Hawk, don't start. Don't do this.
If you think that holds a candle
don't do this
to what's going on in Philadelphia, You're insane.
Oh, what was it missing? Cheese whiz? I mean, are you kidding me right now?
Like, I mean, the bread was soft. Let's be honest. Bread's a little too soft.
But it's purposely it's soft. I mean, it's not a hoagie.
A bread bowl or a sandwich?
It's not a hoagie. I mean, it's made soft. It comes out nice, buttery, just perfect.
It happened to be very good, and I put the barbecue sauce on it. I mean,
yeah.
I'm all about it. Now, here's a mistake I believe I made.
Where else did you put that barbecue sauce?
Anywhere it went. So here's the mistake I made, though, because I got no mushrooms. I don't like mushrooms. I should have gotten no onions.
Hmm.
It is drenched in grilled onions. Yeah. I'm not a big cooked onions guy. I love raw onions. The cooked onions are a little slimy for me.
Huh.
And there are so many of them that I thought it was a little cutesy.
Hmm.
So the next time, it's going to be the chicken and the cheese and the barbecue sauce.
You could say light onion. You could go light onion.
Yeah.
That's bizarre to me.
You do the onions and the mushrooms?
I do. I don't really like mushrooms, but once they're cooked in and just added to a meat or a pasta, it's not bothering me. But I'm not like a big mushroom guy. But I'm shocked that the grilled onions are the ones that kind of bother you and not the raw onions. Because for most people, it's the other way around. Like when they're sautéed, people
like
eat anything.
I don't like grilled onions because they're kind of slimy.
Huh.
You know? I don't like cooked carrots very much. I love raw carrots.
Hmm.
Don't like cooked carrots very much.
That's weird.
I love raw onion or obviously fried onions. You know, you give me the onion haystack, the onion loaf, or the onion rings. I'm all about it.
I mean, you batter up and fry anything. I mean, you'll put
that
thing down.
Somebody says, I call BS. Crowder's interviewing Drake on The Pivot. No. There was a funny tweet from the Daily Loud of Drake they say he's hitting on a girl at a concert. They don't mention Crowder at all. They show Crowder because he's just the angry boyfriend. But unlike Complex that actually called Crowder, Daily Loud it's just a Drake story with an angry boyfriend.
It's got to be a humbling experience for Channing Crowder, because Crowder right now is riding a high. Right, Hawk?
Yeah.
I mean,
I don't know.
He must feel, he won't admit it, but he must feel like an A-lister, Crowder, at times. He walks. I've been to an airport with Crowder in Las Vegas, and he's getting stopped everywhere for pictures.
Everywhere.
People. And this was about a year and a half ago, 2 years ago. So you can only imagine now where he's golfing with Lawrence Taylor and Bon Jovi. But then the Daily Loud won't even mention his name. Like, he's not big enough for the Daily Loud to mention his name.
Funny. That post made me laugh this morning. So anyway, we have a Heat play-in game tonight, which you can hear on this radio station.
Yeah.
Game's televised, I think, on ESPN. There's no local telecast. And then you got Panthers. We know the matchup. So let's do headlines, because Zach Gelb is going to join us. I want to make sure we have enough time for him. Talk about all the NBA play-in action. Couple last night, couple tonight. So let's do headlines here. Start the show with Alejandro Solana. By the way, Chicken Philly was very good.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying it wasn't. I'm just telling you, if you're comparing it to Philadelphia, you need your head examined.
Yeah, you're right. It's a million times better. It really is. I mean, it is so damn good. It's on the Mount Rushmore of sandwiches you can find in South Florida, 100%. That's not even debatable.
I couldn't believe the response on Twitter from people who just swear by the Chicken Philly at Flanagan's. Like, there wasn't a single negative tweet about it. It was crazy to me. I've never seen this kind of unanimity about a food item.
Flanagan's is a cult down here. You won't find anybody that doesn't love Flanagan's. It's a cult in South Florida, which I am a happy member of, by the way.
Yeah, no, I love it. The only time I've ever had a bad meal at Flanagan's, and this is shame on me for ordering a salad, but I got a chicken Caesar, and there was too much dressing. And rarely do you ever complain about too much dressing.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm a dressing on the salad guy. A lot of people love it on the side. I'll get the dressing and I'll dress it myself. I like the salad on the dressing. Too much.
Hmm.
Taught me a lesson. No salads.
But the salads at Flanny's are fire, too. You get that Joe's Mule deal. I told you. It comes with the free soda. You get the green cup, souvenir cup. You get the three garlic rolls or the two garlic rolls. Then it comes with the side Caesar salad with the bacon bits inside. I mean, I want that Caesar salad swimming in the dressing, Hawk. I love
Joe's
it that
Mule
way.
Joe's Mule deal is one of the great bargains left in restaurants.
Yes.
Food service, because restaurants are so expensive nowadays. Joe, the lunch menu is ridiculously
crazy.
Affordable. And, ridiculously affordable.
And even, like, you go to Flanagan's on Wednesday. They have, you know how they have, like, a specific special every day. So Monday is Mexican Mondays. If you order chips, like the, what's it called? The
nachos.
The nachos. It's like a mountain of nachos. It's fairly priced. And you get a free beer or a free soda out of it.
You get a pitcher, I think.
A
you
pitcher.
Get the whole pitcher.
Right.
Yeah.
On Wednesdays, Wing It Wednesdays, you get 10 wings, and it's like $6.99 or $7.99. I mean, I used to love, I swore by Sports Grill special grilled wings. Like, I swore by Sports Grill. You go get 10 wings at Sports Grill right now, special grilled. You're paying like $24. Flanny's, you get 10 wings, $8.99, $7.99. You can't beat it. It's unbelievable. Anyway, these headlines are driven by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Supercenter. Why buy your truck at a car store? Palmetto Ford, we know trucks. Hawk, let me appeal to our listeners for 1 second about tonight's Heat game. Let me appeal to everybody. No local broadcast on TV, as you just mentioned. Let me give you an idea of what you'll get on the pregame show if you watch ESPN. Because today, there was a little pregame earlier today on ESPN, and Tim Legler, Brian Windhorst, Monica McNutt, and Greeny on Get Up all previewed the Heat-Sixers game and all gave their picks for who was going to win tonight. Guess what they all picked would be the outcome in the game tonight?
Well, I don't think this is shocking. I saw the graphic.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, the line is up to 5.5.
That's fine. But if you want a Sixers show, go ahead. Watch ESPN tonight. If that's what you want. If you want to watch a bunch of gas bags tell you why the Sixers are going to beat the Heat tonight, go ahead. Watch ESPN's pregame show and have fun. But the only local broadcast tonight that's going to tell you how it is, not going to give you phony Sixer narratives. We're going to break down Haywood Highsmith and Jaime Jaquez Jr. That's going to be on 560 WQAM.
Which, I mean, you want to hear about Embiid and Maxey?
Mm-hmm.
Or you want to hear about Jaquez Jr. and maybe DeLon Wright starting?
No
Someone
shot.
Emailed that into Ira that DeLon Wright should start.
Yeah, no shot. No shot. I think he'll get a little PT, but he's not going to start. All right, let me get you an updated Miami Marlins score. But last night, playing tournament.
I'm having a difficult time. So I have this other monitor here I'm looking at. And so I have the Xfinity app, but it's on my computer. Like it's not, you know, like it's actually on a computer, a desktop computer. And when I go to Bally Sports Florida, it says connect to your in-home Wi-Fi to watch the Marlins game, because this isn't one of those things where you could watch, you know, out on your phone. Like, you have to be, well, I'm on my in-home Wi-Fi. But there's no option for, hey, I'm on my in-home Wi-Fi, and it's still not letting me watch.
So you're struggling right watching, now.
You know, it's on channel 37, and then it's on 401, and then it's on, like, 1400 and something.
Yeah.
Check them all. Same thing. Check your in-home. You got to be connected to in-home Wi-Fi. I'm in my home. I'm on the network. I'm on the Wi-Fi, the home network.
You're struggling right now, Hawk.
How about this? I'm at Flanagan's. Now, usually they get everything perfect. I'm watching the Panthers game last night. They have it on, no problem, as they should. The TV next to it, I'd like to be watching the Marlins game last night. Texas Tech baseball.
Hmm.
Huh?
What?
What? There is such a thing? What?
Texas Tech?
Texas Tech baseball? It was like on ESPN2 or something. Uh-huh. They were getting ready for the play-in games, I'm sure. But I don't know. Can no one at Flanagan's, you know, kind of walk around and go, let me make sure the Panthers and the Marlins are on in every room?
Yep.
I didn't want to complain because the Panthers game was on. That's really all I was interested in watching.
But you did, right?
I didn't. I complained in my head and thought about Instagramming it.
Uh-huh. Texas Tech.
Cooler heads prevail.
By the way, people pointing out, Wednesdays, you order a pitcher of beer, you get the free 10 wings. Yeah, whatever the hell the deal is. Like, it's crazy.
And I think on Mondays, you order a pitcher of beer. And by the way, it could be soda. You can do a pitcher of soda.
Yeah.
And you get the nachos for free.
Tumbleweed Tuesdays, your fried onions.
I had I started an order of nachos in college at UM in 1989 at Flanagan's and Coconut Grove, and I'm still not done with them. Jimmy, I say I started an order in 89 and I'm still not done.
Huh? Yeah.
The Lakers beat the Pelicans yesterday. Man, Zion Williamson's going to miss the game tomorrow after the Warriors got just smoked by the Kings, who got to light the beam last night. And that was embarrassing for them. Klay Thompson went oofer. Big donut for Klay Thompson. And they got smoked. That team has to they got to make some major adjustments.
They had their run. They had their fun.
Yeah.
And now it's time to acknowledge reality.
But
and by the way, that's where Kevin Durant should go back to.
Force another trade? Go team up with Steph again?
Absolutely.
Should have never left. They probably still would be winning titles.
Should have never left. But he wanted to show everybody that he could do it without.
Yeah.
Steph and Clay and Draymond.
Yeah.
Hey, guess what? Texas Tech baseball.
So the Lakers clinched the seventh seed. Bro, Zion Williamson dropped 40 points. And on his 40th point.
Just a monster.
He got hurt. And now we got the report just a few minutes ago that he will be out for tomorrow's game with a left hamstring injury. And you could tell right away. He knew it. He was upset. He was wincing.
He was pissed.
He went straight to the locker room.
Because he was having the game of his life.
Yeah.
He was doing it on national TV, and he was leading a comeback against LeBron. I mean, the Lakers had that game in hand. That was one of the four legs of my parlay. I had the Lakers plus one. It was a four-way parlay, and it looked like a laugher when the Lakers were up, I don't know, 12 points or something. I put $10 on the Pelicans to win because it was like plus 600. I was like, all right, so I'll cash in $60 if the parlay doesn't hit. But the Lakers were able to hold on, mostly because Zion had to go out.
Yeah, it was a good-ass game, though, man. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
So the Panthers, George Richards just tweeted out that the Panthers and Lightning game one is Saturday in Sunrise, and he says he assumes it'll be the 5 p.m. window on TNT. If the Heat were to win tonight, 7 p.m., they'd be going up head-to-head. Again, first game of the playoffs. Crazy. I know, huh? Crazy.
I get so angry at the leagues.
Crazy.
If they play the Knicks, it would be 6 o'clock or 5 o'clock?
6 o'clock. The Heat would play 6 o'clock.
An hour.
Yeah, Panthers. Again, this isn't official. This is just George Richards assuming because he says that the Bruins and the Maple Leafs will get the primetime slot, which makes a lot of sense.
Mm-hmm.
The Marlins did win yesterday, as we discussed. They're down 3-1 right now.
Can anyone let me enjoy sports?
tonight, Heat versus Sixers, 7 p.m. Again, listen right here on WQAM. Joel Embiid is going to play. Yesterday, he was questionable, but he had practiced fully. He has been he's active tonight. He is going to play in the game.
All right,
your weather from the Demesman.
Probably why it's 5.5.
Yep. Your weather from the Demesman and Dover Law Firm. Call them 866-954-MORE, youraccidentattorneys.com. Right now, around 80 degrees. But, brother, it's gorgeous outside once again.
Hey, how about Jontay Porter?
Yeah, Jontay Porter, my bad. Jontay Porter has been kicked out of the NBA. Lifetime ban for JP.
Rightfully so, by the way. You know, I'm a gambler, and I got a lot of leeway. If you are going to take yourself out of games, and you know you're going to do that by feigning injury, and you let people know to bet all your unders, That's like as derelict as you can get, in my opinion.
Hawk, just walk me through why people are so outraged about this. I understand the irony of, hey, players shouldn't gamble on sports, but now the NBA TV app allows you to bet on games while you watch it. Like, I understand the irony there, but hey, it's pretty straightforward. If you're a player, do not gamble on games. And if you're a player, don't try to predict outcomes and then actually affect the outcomes.
Don't affect the outcome.
It's pretty straightforward.
Like, listen, if you think, if I can gamble on it, listen, if you're not angry at Jonte Porter, you're going to lose your ability to gamble on sports.
Yeah.
Because if that starts happening, I'll lose my ability to gamble on sports. By the way, there was no gambling on sports. You think I watched this Marlins noon game? Nerfy.
It's crazy. Like, the people are so outraged. Oh, the NBA doing it again. Adam Silver. I mean, the guy.
It makes no sense to me. Like, it literally, that is the last bastion of keeping it completely clean for actual gamblers. It's a multi-billion-dollar industry. The people in the industry cannot affect the outcome of bets.
Yeah. It's just straightforward to me.
Hit the bricks, Jonte. Hit the bricks.
If you're a player, don't bet on games. And if you're a player, absolutely don't decide outcomes of games so that you can make money or people in your circle can make money. And people are caping up for this guy. What?
Especially, by the way, in an idiotic fashion. Like Jonte Porter, nobody's betting his props ever, and then $1 million is bet on again. All right, anything else?
We're good to go.
Did you do weather?
I did. I let you know it's gorgeous outside, brother.
Fantastic.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
We want Florida! We want Florida!
Hawk and Crowder.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Zach Gelb hosts afternoons on the Infinity Sports Radio Network. We love Zach Gelb. He joins us on Wednesdays. So Heat play in tonight. Okay. I want to talk Panthers with you. I want to talk everything. But the Heat play in tonight. They're in Philly. Can the Heat go in there and beat the Sixers on their home court and then have to worry about the Knicks so that they don't have to worry about the Celtics? Can the Heat get it done tonight?
Absolutely, because you can't trust the Sixers to ever perform and play well in a big game, because we've seen that this team in the last few years with Joel Embiid and whatever other star they want to pair him with or try to pair him with, that team, their apex is getting to the second round. So outside of winning a first round series, they don't usually do much after that. And we know the Heat have all this experience going to the two NBA finals recently. I think this game, though, is more important to the Sixers. Obviously, you know, you would rather be the two than go up against the two than the one, like how you just laid it out this year with it being the Celtics and then with it also being the Knicks. But from the standpoint of knowing how Philadelphia works, and I know that the ending of Jimmy Butler in Philly is kind of misreported a little bit, but the optics of once again losing to Jimmy Butler would not be good for the Sixers franchise.
Are you picking the Heat? Because you gave us reasons why the Heat could go in there and win tonight. Are you picking the Heat to win tonight?
I did not talk to Jontay Porter yet, so I did not get any inside information on this game. I was going to have him come on the show today and be our Infinity Sports Network gambling insider. Yeah, screw it.
He's going to be looking for work. He might be able to get him.
I'll take the Heat tonight. I think it's a coin flip game, but I do believe most people will take the Sixers tonight, so I'll go the other way and take the Heat.
So here's what's interesting to me, because I said this to you off the air. The Sixers tonight, you know, this is supposed to be a 7-8 or whatever it is, 6, I don't even know what it is, 7-8. The Sixers aren't really an 8 or a 7. They're a 3. They're maybe a 2. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, if Joel Embiid stays healthy for the season, now, I don't know if I believe the Heat aren't really a top 4 team in the East. So this matchup may not be exactly what it appears on paper, but the Sixers, like you say, okay, you'll take the Heat to go in there and win tonight. I mean, that would be a huge win, because if we want to really call what the Sixers are, they're probably a 2 or 3 seed.
Absolutely. And you kind of touched on it. I don't know if the Heat are a 2 or 3 seed, but they feel like they're more of a top 5 seed, just based off knowing the talent that they have on this team. And how many times have I been on throughout the football season and the NBA season as well, whenever we talk about the Heat and we say the regular season, the Heat are one of those teams where it means nothing for them because they proved it in the past that just get into the tournament. And once you're in the tournament, this team is more than capable of making it to an NBA Finals.
Let's say the Heat win tonight and they face up against the Knicks. Who would you take in that series? And then conversely, let's say they lose, but they win on Friday and they get the Celtics. Who would you take in that series?
I would take the Heat to beat the Knicks. If the Heat are playing the Celtics, I am taking the Celtics in 6.
Oh, wow. All the way to 6, though.
Is that like a crazy claim?
Celtics have run roughshod over the league. Like, you're high on the Heat, man.
I'm not high on the Heat. I don't think they're going to the finals this year. But if you are one of these upper echelon teams this year, like, you know, the Celtics, the Knicks, or the Bucks, you know what the Heat are capable of. The Celtics know it. The Bucks know it. You know, these teams know what Miami is capable of. I think Miami is the team that everyone looks at and they go, we'd rather play somebody else just because of what they've been able to do in the past. And they win a game like game one. You know, they go win game one against the Celtics. It's just everyone's going to be saying nationally, uh-oh, here come the Heat again.
It's funny because you look at the West and it's crazy how competitive that conference is. But over in the Eastern Conference, Gelb, like, even though the Celtics did something that hasn't been accomplished since like the mid-70s, which is win the conference by more than whatever it was, 12, 14 games.
Sure.
And then the Bucks, they add Damian Lillard, but Giannis now is his status is in question. And even if he was healthy, I still think people are a little timid about picking the Bucks to win the conference. The Knicks had a really good end of their season. They're the 2 seed, but nobody really believes in them outside of Jalen Brunson. Like, there is no real favorite in the Eastern Conference, despite there being one team that's clearly better than the rest as far as record goes.
I would still be surprised in both conferences, even with how deep the West is. If anyone takes down Denver 4 times in a 7-game series, I'll be stunned. That's just how much, as long as Jamal Murray stays healthy, That's just how much respect I have for that duo of Nikola Jokic and Jamal Murray. And I don't want to say I'd be stunned if the Celtics don't get there, but I would be surprised if we don't have an NBA Finals of the Nuggets and the Celtics. But the Celtics are also one of those teams where it's the reverse way of Miami, where it's still the same thing, where the regular season doesn't matter to them. I know that they had a great regular season and they're the one seed, but they're a team like the Baltimore Ravens, if you want to do a little NFL comparison, where they're at the stage where I don't really care what you do in the regular season, because you've shown before you could have good regular season showings. You've shown before, you know, you could get into the playoffs. We all know what the expectation is for the Celtics. It's like if they get to an NBA Finals and they lose, not a successful season. They are one of the true teams, one of the few teams that it's truly championship or bust.
Anything stun you last night? Lakers winning. I mean, Zion was having a game, and maybe if he's in at the end, maybe it's a different outcome. Warriors, Solana mentioned it earlier. Washed. I mean, they're gonna have to do something different with that roster.
But you know what the problem is,
Hawk? Stun you though, you know, last night.
You know what is the problem with the Warriors? And this is what stuns me. They still rest on what they've done in the past. I said last year, last offseason, they would be insane to give Draymond Green a new contract extension. Don't pay him for what he did on the past, pay him for what he'll do in the future. That contract's already a disaster. And it still feels like after the game last night, I know it's a sensitive topic, but when Klay has 0 points and can't hit a 3-point shot, it's crazy how much they talk about how much they still need Klay Thompson back. So what I think needs to happen here, even though the Lakers won last night, that series at most will go 5 games up against the Nuggets. We need LeBron James and Steph Curry, whether it is LeBron opting out and going to the Bay Area, and I don't think Steph would demand a trade, but I'll throw it out there. Maybe Steph demanding a trade to the Lakers. In a league now of dynamic duos, we need the two of them on the same team next year, because right now, isolated in both their respective situations, they got no shot to win a title again.
I'd sign up to watch that, man.
How fun would that be?
No complaints out of me.
It would give me a reason to want to watch the NBA regular season if you put those two guys together.
Did you have that feeling I had, though, yesterday, Gelb, where you were watching a dynasty literally just kind of fizzle out, watching the Warriors last night? Because it wasn't just like Klay couldn't hit a shot. He ended the regular season much better despite his struggles this year. And even Draymond last night, like, he was making some impact plays. He was getting Curry the ball when he needed to. Like, I don't think they lost that game because of him, but I watched a team that looked gassed and looked like a shell of literally the trio that dominated the NBA for what, 8 years? At least 8-9 years?
So I understand why people say that, and I think that's the logical take to have. I just felt that way the moment they gave Draymond Green that new contract, because it showed you they're just trying to get these guys back on the court, the three of them together. That was not the best basketball move. And also, let's not forget, Bob Myers kind of foreshadowed all this, because the reason he walked away, whether he admits it or not, I don't know if he has or hasn't, is because he was afraid to have to break up this core. And he knew down deep, and it's tough. You win with all these guys. It's iconic. It's tough to break that up, but if you wanted to elongate Steph's championship window, you needed to break it up, and you refused to do so. I know Bob didn't make that decision because he's already gone, but the organization still refused to do so a year ago, bringing back Draymond Green.
I don't want to give short shrift to the Florida Panthers before we run out of time here. So I kind of think it's kind of the way where you go, you know, teams are looking around, and if the Heat were to win game one, if they make it to the first round series, people start going, oh, here's the Heat. Kind of feel like NHL teams, because there was a little jockeying last night. I kind of went into last night's game hoping that the Panthers were going to lose or that Boston was going to win, because I'd rather face Toronto than the Lightning, only because I have PTSD from Panthers-Lightning series from several years ago. But the Panthers, I think, kind of put some people on notice last night. Like, hey, because I think Boston tanked it the last couple of games. I think the Panthers put some people on notice, and it was essentially, hey, we don't care if it's Tampa, Toronto, or your mama. We'll beat whoever's in front of us. And I think the league is probably a little worried about that squad.
Well, it was good that they won the division, because after the trade deadline, it seemed as if Florida was going to run away with this. And we know the Rangers are the President's Trophy winners and they have the most points in the NHL. So even with the second half not being as much as a blowout as we thought it was, and it looked like heading into this past week, as you were saying, Boston was going to win the division. It just shows you that the Florida Panthers are as dangerous as anybody. And last year, right, the Rangers made a big moves at the deadline, getting Tarasenko, getting Kane, and they didn't play great in the second half, but it was just, oh, just get in. I think it was important for them to win the division last night. And hey, anything could happen in Stanley Cup playoff hockey, but sign me up, baby, for a little Panthers-Rangers Eastern Conference Finals. So then we can
you're going to be able to get some tickets at the Garden?
Yeah, you may have to ask for a new raise if you want tickets at the Garden.
We can't get this home from the Infinity Sports Radio Network. You can't get comped at the Garden.
No, there's some bad blood between my employer and Madison Square Garden. There's a lot of articles about that.
Remember last year, Solana, for the Stanley Cup Finals, you and I bought tickets for one of the Stanley Cup Final games.
Like 30 minutes before puck drop, too. We just waited it out.
Paid? You remember?
Like two something. It really wasn't
That's
even that
it?
Expensive.
Lower bowl. We were, maybe 10 rows off the glass?
Yeah, bro, 8-10 rows off the glass.
I'm getting a deal for Sunday to go to game one of the first round. I'm getting a deal. I'm paying $275 a ticket to sit in the 18th row of the 200 section. Most of the tickets on the secondary market in the 200 section are going for $400 or $500 a ticket. The Garden is insanely priced.
Oh, you got to bring your binoculars so you can wave to Tiki and Tierney sitting way down.
You know what I need to do? I need to pull a page out of the Sid Rosenberg playbook and call my dear, dear friend Vinny Viola and kind of get the pigs in the blanket going, the appetizers for a potential conference finals. So I get some free tickets.
That's not a bad idea right there. Zach Gelb, he's afternoons on the Infinity Sports Radio Network. It became Infinity Sports on Monday of this week. Have you had any slip-ups?
Yes, I have been donating a quarter to a mug right in front of me anytime I've said CBS Sports Radio. So I'm down 50 cents so far.
All right. Well, I hope it gets
Hey, by the way, quick question. Yeah. Do you have a connection to get some Drake tickets? Just wondering.
I got a guy who knows a guy.
Because Drake and I share something in common. Drake. We thought whoever that lady was in the green dress did look fine as hell.
Well, now you got beef with Crowder, too. Now you're on Team Drake.
Well, why is he so offended? That you should be flattered by that if Drake says your wife looks good. Doesn't
That's
mean
what
go
I
home
said.
With him.
I said if Drake said, you know, my wife looks fine, I would DM Drake and say, hey, send me your address. I'll drop her off.
Yeah. I don't know about that, but I think that's good for the Crowder brand.
What Crowder has to worry about is that now he's trying to make this go viral. It's picking up a little bit of steam. I give it 2 weeks before Asia has a DM from Drake on Instagram. Mm-hmm. And then that's where we're really going to find out what the deal is.
You know what we should do here? And this is my marketing mind. You have Crowder's wife DM Drake saying, I love this Crowder powder. And then Drake will start talking about the Crowder powder and we'll all be rich.
Well, I thought that perhaps Drake is going to squash this entire thing by coming out with his own line of powder. And there goes, that's the end of Crowder powder.
Imagine
powder
we get a Drake. I know Drake, I think, is feuding with Rick Ross right now. But imagine if we get a Drake diss track on Channing Crowder.
Would be unbelievable.
Yeah. Would be great.
But Crowder's got bars. He'd be able to come back at him.
I know. Right, Zach Gelb. It would still be badass.
Infinity Sports Radio Network. Thanks, Zach.
You got it, guys. Be well.
All right, let's take a break. We'll come back with more Hockman and Crowder.
Unfortunately, this is the Hock and Crowder Show. Hock and Crowder.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.